Good afternoon, Senator Cates, Representative Pierce, and the rest of the committee. My name's Hamilton Hall. I'm a patient, caregiver, and a board member of MMCM. My testimony that's being passed out now does support the separation of the medical program from the – so I'm just going to go over a few points, just kind of read through a little bit and try to – because I don't want to go over anything that you've already heard. I see that you have a – there's a lot of bills that are before you. You have quite the task. I commend you on being able to go at that. It's going to be a long haul. We're definitely here to support you in any way that we can. I also want to address just momentarily the fact that the if you look at the number of people, patients, and people in the medical program, it represents actually about 13% of the people actually voted on the referendum. Many of those people actually decided that they were going to vote against it precisely because they felt it was going to impact it negatively. So it's kind of an interesting thing that literally 13%, if they had felt like it was going to be a good thing, you would have had the referendum passed by even more. Let's see. The first priority for me is patient care and safety. Today's patients get the care they need from doctors, nurse practitioners, caregivers, and dispensaries. Retail marijuana establishments being optimized to serve the more casual adult consumption market and offering information oriented to and appropriate for that customer will not be able to provide the level of care that these patients need. I go into more detail, but there's no need to at this point. Second, the strength of Maine's medical cannabis industry. I think this is kind of more important. Since 1999, medical marijuana has been legal in Maine, and our program has evolved into one of the best in the nation. Maine's medical marijuana program serves somewhere around 40,000 patients through the efforts of doctors, nurse practitioners, testing facilities, dispensaries, and caregivers. This represents over 3,000 small businesses in Maine, employing more than the state's largest employer, Central Maine Healthcare Corp., with about 2,500 employees. Maine has the oldest population in the nation, with almost 18% over 65. This is a demographic that finds medicinal cannabis extremely beneficial, and this represents a real opportunity to build large and small businesses and jobs in the state. This is a legitimate Maine industry governed by a body of law almost two decades old. If this were any other industry, the idea that legislators would be considering making regulations that put in jeopardy 40,000 patients' access to safe medicine and over 4,000 jobs, instead of encouraging the growth of these existing businesses, it would be preposterous. This is a time when Maine needs more growth in businesses. It's very challenging. Oh, I'm sorry. I realize I'm out of time. The last point I was going to make was that there's a very real legal importance to keeping the programs distinct, as we've heard testimony today, where the federal government is looking at targeting legal programs, whereas they think that there's a distinction between medical programs. But I think, yeah.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Seeing none, thank you for being here.
Okay, thank you.
We're down to the last page.